Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a caller and a representative of a company hiring marquees. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good afternoon, magnificent marquees. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. I would like to hire a marquee. You see, it's for a special occasion. My eldest daughter is celebrating her 18th birthday and her coming of age. There was no question of her waiting until her 21st, although I'm sure we'll be having a big celebration then too.
So you're celebrating in style? Well, of course I'd be happy to help. First, could you give me some details about guest numbers?
The customer wants to hire a marquee for her oldest daughter's 18th birthday. So you write "oldest daughter" in the space provided. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Good afternoon, magnificent marquees. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'd like to hire a marquee. You see, it's for a special occasion. My eldest daughter's celebrating her 18th birthday and her coming of age. There was no question of her waiting until her 21st, although I'm sure we'll be having a big celebration then too.
So, you're celebrating in style? Well, of course I'd be happy to help. First, could you give me some details about guest numbers?
Right, yes. Well, I was anticipating just a small do, but my daughter seems to have other ideas.
Well, you can't blame her. It's a special day.
I guess. I told her to limit numbers to around 50 guests, but the guest list seems to be growing daily. She would like to invite double that number, but we decided to split the difference and settle on 80 rather than 100.
If you don't mind some of the guests standing, then our marquee sizes always allow standing space for almost double as many as those seated. For instance, one of our smaller marquees seats 30 guests but accommodates 50 standing.
That sounds interesting. How big is that marquee? As not only am I working to a budget, but also we're limited by our garden size.
Can you give me an idea of both your budget and the size we're looking at?
Yes, I'm thinking of spending between £400 and £600. I can stretch to another 100 or two, but that's the maximum limit. As for size, well, our garden is 15 metres by 30 metres.
OK, well, our 4.5 by 9 metre marquee would fit in nicely. The hire and installation comes to £450, but that allows you to have the marquee for 2 days.
The marquee size you mentioned sounds fine and will accommodate the guests that we're expecting. Yes, I think that's the size I'll go for.
So, now as to the cost of lighting and fittings.
Oh, will that be very expensive?
It depends on what you want, but the cost of carpeting the marquee will add on another £150. With regard to the lighting, prices vary quite a bit. If you opt for chandelier lighting, then it's another £90, but that's the most expensive option. Otherwise, the average pricing is around £55.
I think I'll go for the more economic lighting then.
Then there's the furniture, tables and chairs and so on. You decided on seating for 30 guests. Well, at £3 per chair, that will work out at £90 in total. You will then probably need 5 tables at least, and so with each table costing £4, that brings us to a total of £20 for the tables.
OK, so I'm still just within my budget. Great, I'll go ahead with the booking then.
Wonderful. So there's only one more important detail that I need. When would you like us to set up the marquee?
Well, my daughter's birthday is on June 6th, so ideally a day beforehand. Then we could have it taken down the day after her birthday.
Yes, no problem.
Great. Well, I'll go ahead with the order then.
Wonderful.
Before listening to the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
OK. So that I can process your order, I need to take down some details. May I start by taking down your name and postcode?
Yes, it's Jenny Lakewell, and the postcode's CV6TL3.
Is that Jenny with a double N?
Yes, that's correct.
And is that Jenny with a Y or an IE at the end?
Yes, it confuses everyone. I use the first spelling.
And I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch the postcode. Was that CB6?
No, it's with a V, not a B. So it's CV6.
Right, you are. Can I have a contact number also, please?
My mobile number is 07900456. Oh, hold on a minute. I forgot I've got a different number now. So it's 079, then 44, not 00, followed by 325883.
Great. That's everything for the moment. We'll be sending you details and an invoice through the post in the next few days.
OK. And thank you for your help. Goodbye.
That's the end of section one. You have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.